Hello, I'm Claire, and I'm going to be reading to you from Luke chapter 12, verses 35 to 40. Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning, like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the middle of the night or toward daybreak. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left his house to be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him.
Well, stay alert. Save lives. That's been the message from the government this week. Has the new message made a difference for you? Some people are busier than ever. Work seems harder to do at home, staring at a screen all day, trying to keep children out of mischief, or perhaps even learning something. Other people are finding themselves much less busy. Unable to see people socially or help out practically, perhaps put on furlough with all the uncertainties that brings. Well, time management and priorities feel very different now to just a few months ago. But actually, that's an amazing opportunity for us to think together this evening about what's really important in life. Whether you'd call yourself a Christian or not, Jesus has got something for us all to hear. We've all got one life, however long it might be. We all face decisions about what's important to us. So we're looking at Jesus' words here in Luke's Gospel. Do get a Bible open at chapter 12, verse 35, so you can follow along. We're going to work our way through to verse 48. But we'll do it in two halves. So to start with, we'll just look at the bit that we had read up to verse 40. So in here, there are two pictures, two stories, and one big message. Jesus is coming. You don't know when. So be ready. The first story involves a wedding. This tells us that Jesus is coming. It's the story that Jesus tells down in verse 36. He talks about people being like servants, waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. Picture the scene. Perhaps Downton Abbey or some other large house with staff. The master is out at a late night party. He's been gone a long time. Midnight comes and goes, the servants are getting tired, the candles are burning low, conversation is slowing down. Then suddenly there's a crunching of wheels on the gravel. Quick as a flash, everyone springs into action. On goes the kettle, front door flung open. Welcome home, my lord. Here, let me help you off with that coat. Would you like a bite to eat? The quiet house suddenly erupts into a flurry of activity. Well, Jesus says it's a bit like that with him. He's coming. It could be any time now. Lots of people weren't ready for him first time round. They ended up executing him rather than serving him. So what about second time round when Jesus comes back? Because that's the story of human history. Jesus is coming. History won't just go on forever. Scientists talk about the ultimate fate of the universe in terms of a big crunch or a big freeze or a big rip. Some religions believe in a never-ending cycle of reincarnation. Christians believe that history is going somewhere. It's there in the creed that we say at church. I believe that Jesus will come to judge the living and the dead. Jesus is coming back. But when? The servants didn't know what time their master's party would finish. They didn't know when to expect him. And it's the same for us. Jesus is coming, but you don't know when. And we can see this in the second story that Jesus tells. It's down in verse 39. Verse 39. Have a look at that with me. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. It's generally not a good idea to leave your front door unlocked and open when you go out. Burglars don't drop a calling card through your door to let you know that they'll be in your area. If you know when they're coming, then you can be ready. Lights on, friends gathered, police on speed dial. But that's not how burglars work. You don't know when they might come. Jesus says he's coming. And it's going to be a bit like a thief. You don't know when it might happen. I still remember the moment clearly. It was a bonfire night, 2018. We'd enjoyed a lovely time watching the fireworks on Midsummer Common. It was about 7:45 in the evening and we arrived back home. Our neighbour was waving to us and our front door was ajar. Which was odd because I remembered shutting it. And then I noticed the door lock was hanging off the frame. Someone had kicked in our front door while we were out. Amazingly, nothing was missing from the house. Perhaps they'd been disturbed. Perhaps they just didn't like the colour of our front door. But it really shook us all up. If only I'd stopped to double lock the door. If only we got an alarm. If only we'd known it was going to happen. But that's the problem, isn't it? You don't know when the thief will show up. And Jesus says it's the same with him. We don't know when to expect him. He could come any time. I wonder, what were you doing at 8:30 yesterday evening? It could have been then. What are you planning for this evening? It could be then. You see, we just don't know when he's coming. Some people claim to be able to read the times. There are all sorts of wild conspiracy theories circulating on the internet. Some of them pick up imagery from the Bible. The mark of the beast. The breakdown of society. Chaos and catastrophe. And they claim that the end is coming soon, any day now, and map out a timetable. But here's the problem. Jesus himself says that we don't know when he's coming. We can't guess by matching up signs from the book of Revelation with what's going on in the news. It doesn't work like that. He's coming like a thief. We don't know when. So we can safely ignore people who claim otherwise. Jesus is coming. You don't know when. So, thirdly, here's the big message of what Jesus is saying. Be ready. This is the message that Jesus wants us to really take on board. He hammers it home by saying it again and again. So look down with me at verse 35. Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning. Or verse 38. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the middle of the night or towards daybreak. And then again, verse 40. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Be ready. Be ready. All the time. Anytime. First thing in the morning, late in the evening, during the working day, at the weekend. Be ready. Because we don't know when Jesus might come. And when he comes, we want him to find us ready and expecting him. Not caught up in the midst of something embarrassing. Not wasting our lives. No. He wants to find us like servants eagerly awaiting their master. So when it comes to priorities, this has got to be top, hasn't it? Being ready for Jesus. If you knew that you had just 24 hours to live, what would you do? Just think about that for a moment. Would there be people you'd want to talk to? Would there be places you'd want to go? Would there be things you'd need to sort out? What about if you had, say, a month? Would that be different? Or a year? Now, obviously, we don't know that Jesus will come back in 24 hours' time, or a month's time, or even 1,000 years' time, but he is coming. Will you be ready? Are you ready? That's got to be our top priority. And it's going to impact how we spend our time. Not that we never rest, but whatever we're doing, we're ready for Jesus to arrive. Be ready. And that's the first half of the passage we're looking at this evening. Jesus is coming. You don't know when. So be ready. Now we're going to hear the second part of the reading now. We'll see a bit more about how to be ready and why it's so important to be ready.
This is Luke chapter 12, verse 41 to 48. Peter asked, "Lord, are you telling this parable to us or to everyone?" The Lord answered, "Who then is the faithful and wise manager whom the master puts in charge of his servants to give them their food allowance at the proper time? It will be good for that servant whom the master finds doing so what he returns. Truly I tell you, he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But suppose the servant says to himself, 'My master is taking a long time in coming,' and he then begins to beat the other servants, both men and women, and to eat and drink and get drunk. The master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he is not aware of. He will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the unbelievers. The servant who knows the master's will and does not get ready, or does not do what the master wants, will be beaten with many blows. But the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with few blows. From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked."
Stay alert. Now, that's not just me wanting to keep your attention while you're sat on those nice comfy sofas. Stay alert, save lives. That's the government's new motto this week, isn't it? But it's a pretty good fit with what Jesus is saying in this passage. Stay alert. Be ready for him any time. Save lives. That's what he came to do. That's what he'll do for us when he returns, as we get to enjoy eternal life in his perfect new world. And there will be so much to enjoy. And that's one of the reasons why it's so important to be ready. We're going to look at this passage in two halves. And one of the reasons why it's so important to be ready is that there's great blessing for those who are ready. It's great blessing. We're going to look at the second part of the passage now. And Peter's got a question for Jesus. Perhaps he was feeling quite pleased with himself because he was one of Jesus' friends. Of course, he'd be ready. So he asks Jesus in verse 41. Look down at that with me. Peter asked, "Lord, are you telling this parable to us or to everyone?" And the Lord answered, "Who then is the faithful and wise manager whom the master puts in charge of his servants to give them their food allowance at the proper time? It will be good for that servant when the master finds doing so when he returns. Truly, I tell you, he will put him in charge of all his possessions." Now, first, it looks like Jesus doesn't really answer Peter's question. Jesus just fires back with another question of his own. But that's probably because Peter's question slightly misses the point. The thing is, all the servants have to be ready, whether they're important servants like the apostles, like Peter, or whether they're just lowly servants. But the ones in charge need to be especially careful that they're doing their job properly. Jesus talks here about a faithful and wise manager. Left in charge of the other servants, he'll make sure they're properly looked after, fed, paid, accommodated. And look, those who serve well get a promotion. This wise and faithful manager ends up in charge of all his master's possessions. There's great blessing for those who are ready. They do a good job of serving Jesus in this life, and so they get given more opportunities to serve Jesus in the life to come. So what we do now matters. It's worth serving Jesus wholeheartedly and faithfully. He'll make sure that it will be good for such people. There's great blessing to be had. Now, I don't think it's an accident that Jesus' teaching is about a master and his servants, because Jesus is our master, our Lord, and we are his servants. What a privilege that we get to serve in the house of the Lord. And when we do well, it's noticed by Jesus, even if no one else notices. And when it's hard work, well, that's to be expected, isn't it? Because servants have to work hard. Well, Jesus is a good and fair master. There's great blessing for those who are ready when he returns. In fact, there was one verse that we skipped over earlier. Did you spot it as we were going through? Have a look at verse 37 with me. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will dress himself to serve and will make them recline at the table and will come and wait on them. This is just mind-blowing, isn't it? The servants should be fetching the food and helping the master unwind after his late-night party. But instead, Jesus says it'll be the other way round. When the master returns, he serves the servants. He feeds the chef. He waits on the waiters. That's the kind of master we serve. One who gives us far more than we ever deserve. In fact, one who is at heart a servant. Full to overflowing with self-giving love. There is such blessing for those who are ready for his return. So are you looking forward to that day? Are you serving now, thinking about what lies ahead in the life to come? Great blessing, far more than we deserve. And if we're finding it hard to keep going following Jesus during this time, if we're weary and burdened by so many pressures, if it feels like all we can do is make it through from one day to the next, then what do we need? We need to remind ourselves that there's great blessing for those who are ready. It's worth serving Jesus because of the ways he's served us in saving us, and the ways that he will serve us by bringing that salvation to completion when he returns, welcoming us into his perfect new world. Being ready means doing what Jesus has given us to do each day for him. Serving him with the responsibilities that he's set before us, the limitations he's placed on us, the opportunities he's given us. We're his servants, doing what we can, awaiting his return. There's great blessing for those who are ready. But that's not the end of the story. There's also great distress for those who aren't ready. And this is where we see a bit more of the answer to Peter's question. You see, he was one of the 12 apostles. He had a special job of looking after the other servants. I guess you might say that church leaders, roots leaders, children's group leaders, all these are responsible for looking after other servants. And there's quite a warning here for those who abuse their position. Look down with me at verse 45. But suppose the servant says to himself, "My master is taking a long time in coming." And he then begins to beat the other servants
both men and women, and to eat and drink and get drunk. The master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he's not aware of. He will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the unbelievers. The servant who knows the master's will and does not get ready or does not do what the master wants will be beaten with many blows. But the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with few blows. From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who's been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. It's a bad ending for these servants who aren't ready. These servants who are messing around when the master returns, abusing other servants, getting drunk, a complete lack of self-control, a complete disregard for the master. There's no place for that kind of behaviour anywhere, but especially amongst Christian believers. And yet, abusive behaviour is found in Christian homes and Christian churches. Sadly, this sometimes causes scandal in the news. But even if it doesn't make the news, precious people are harmed and hurt. And it should not be like this. There are ways of finding help. So if you need it, reach out to a trusted church leader or charity. There's no need to suffer in silence. Jesus has a massive warning for servants like these. In fact, a massive warning for all of us. When the master arrives, those servants who aren't ready, they're going to meet a grisly end. It's meant to shock us. It's an unpleasant picture, beaten, cut to pieces. Don't go there, warns Jesus. Be ready. Whatever you're doing, be ready to face the master, to give an account for your actions. Now, of course, there's forgiveness for all those who trust in Jesus. This warning shouldn't worry us if we keep on coming back to him for forgiveness and help to change. This is a warning for those who stop caring about their sin, who can't be bothered to fight against it, who don't seek out the help that they need, who don't really mind, ultimately, what Jesus thinks of them. It's a powerful warning, one that we all need to hear. And that's especially true for those who know the master's will. They've been well taught from the Bible. They've had good, godly examples around them. They've had access to great Christian books and YouTube channels. Well, those who don't get ready, who don't do what the master wants, they're going to face a very irate master one day. They should have known better. Now, obviously, not all believers have the same privileges. Some of us had a head start growing up in a Christian family. Others of us have been exposed to high-quality teaching and resources over many years. And many of us have been entrusted with much. So, how are we using it now? Are we squandering that trust? Or are we serving faithfully? There's great distress for those who aren't ready. Are you ready? Will you be ready? Jesus is coming. You don't know when. So be ready. Because there's great blessing for those who are ready. But there's great distress for those who aren't ready. Stay alert. When we see that phrase in the days ahead, hopefully it'll remind us of that coming day
when our Saviour returns, when we see him face to face, when our salvation will be complete. What a day that will be. Let's make sure we're ready.